Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January the 2nd, day 2. Today's theme: very good, no more. Become a judge, sitting on God's throne. What should I do? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 2 verses 1 to 6, Genesis chapter 3 verse 1 to chapter 4 verse 26, Matthew chapter 2 verse 13 to chapter 3 verse 6, Proverbs 1 verses 7 to 9. Pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I receive from Jesus is very good, no more. Become a judge sitting on God's throne. What should I do? What I receive today makes me tremble, something I have never thought of. Today's theme: it's very different from yesterday's. May your 2019 be very good. How? Do you want not to lose the very good of 2019? Number one, what very good will be this? Why very good will be disappear? Genesis chapter 3 verse 4. You will not certainly die, the serpent said to the woman, for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Wow, our eye in our heart will be blind when we face a temptation and do something God wants us not to do. Then our eyes see things as God is seeing things, but we are actually mortals. We use our way to judge good and bad, and then we do not even know we have become a judge, judging all people and all things all the times of our lives. Because of that, we have broken families, disunity churches, unrighteous society, declining economy, and a dying nation. Very good has gone. Instead, a negative thinking dominates people's mind, seeing all people no good, all things no good. It is truly so sad. Number two, how can very good come back? In today's Matthew passage, John the Baptist and Jesus gives mankind the only answer, and that is, repent. Matthew chapter 3 verse 2 and verse 17. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. What John the Baptist and Jesus first saying in the beginning of their ministry was the same. Yes, you need to repent. I need to repent. Repent of being a judge. Repent of sitting on God's throne to become a king. Repent to go back to God's... Repent. And then to go back to God's kingdom. To be obedient and to worship Jesus as Lord and King. Number three. What do you need to live out very good? Matthew chapter 3 verses 16 to chapter 4 verse 1. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. What you need is the Holy Spirit. Just like Jesus, he needed the Holy Spirit first before he performed his first miracle. And all signs and wonders happened after Jesus received the Holy Spirit, not before. Same as Acts chapter 2, all kinds of signs and wonders happened. After the coming of the Holy Spirit. The most important step is repentance, because without repentance, the Holy Spirit will not come. You repent, then the eye of your heart will be opened, and you see things and people differently. The Holy Spirit will lead to as he led Jesus to confront Satan's biggest temptations, money, sex, and power. That's it. And then a life of very good will begin. Number four. How do you know you accomplished that, got that? Matthew chapter 3, chapter 4, verses 19 to 20. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him. When you are willing to put down the net and go to fish those fishes Jesus wants you to fish, then you will know at that time. Why? Because you will be full of joy and strength every day. Yes, every day and every year will be very good. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, may you shine on me each day that I know what are those things you ask me to do and I do not do. What are those things you ask me not to do and I do? Help me to repent so that I can be filled by you to experience very good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what are those obstacles to block you that you can't have Jesus as your Lord and King and you becoming a judge? Number two, how can you experience very good more each day? Number three, what have you heard from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.